We are seeing the Dow falling again today in this session after snapping a three-day losing streak. Right now, it's down about 200 points. The Nasdaq down 154 and the S&P 500 down 28. Geopolitical tensions are lingering as scrutiny is growing over Russia's claims of a troop drawdown by Ukraine's border. Joining us to discuss this, we've got Huntington Private Bank CIO John Augustine. John, it's good to talk to you today. It feels like these tensions are still kind of hanging over sentiment in the market, even as we continue to get earnings reports relatively strong. What do you see is the main drivers right now that's kind of weighing on the markets?
Well, to us, it's actually a little bit perplexing right now, because as you just talked about, we saw some good earnings reports overnight. Airbnb you just talked about. We actually got some good economic reports this morning out of retail sales, industrial production, even a home builder index. And the bond market's calm. We understand the geopolitical events and the geopolitical pressures. But the interesting thing to us, European markets are not down as much as U.S. markets. As a matter of fact, some are turning positive now. So the U.S. stock market seems to have come in today in a bad mood. It's kind of staying that way, at least into lunchtime.
Hey, it's Brian Chung here. I mean, do you feel like U.S. markets have been oversensitive to the geopolitical risks? I mean, as you mentioned, European markets appear to be more muted, at least today. But the big story in the ebbs and flows of, let's say, the last four or five trading sessions have not been the Fed. It's really been the news headlines coming out of the State Department.
Yeah, we're trying to connect to markets. So we're not political. We're not geopolitical experts. What we're actually watching is three things. We're watching the ruble, which is going nowhere. It's range bound. We're watching the price of wheat coming out of Ukraine. Then we're watching natural gas prices in Europe. Neither of those, any of those three markets are giving us any clues of imminent danger in that region. What we would say, though, is U.S. markets, while you're right, they are focused on what's going on geopolitically. We're probably waiting on those 2 p.m. Fed meeting minutes today a little bit.
So with that said, what are you doing with your portfolio right now? It sounds like you've got an eye towards global growth. You're looking at not just in the U.S., but outside of the U.S. as well. What do you like?
Yeah, what we're doing first is we're shoring up the bond portfolio. So it's kind of a three-step process when the Fed gets active. Number one, we want to make sure our bond portfolios are shored up. What that means to us is we want to raise credit quality and lower duration. We're in the process of that right now. Secondly, as you said, historically, emerging markets do well in Fed rate hike cycles. So that's something we're going to be looking at when we get together, when our strategy team gets together next month. And then we'll look at small caps in the U.S. too. Historically, they do well. So the point here is investors don't want to be just in large cap growth. When the Fed gets active, the economy's positive, which we think it is. You want to be spread out in stocks. That includes overseas. We're going to be looking at that. That's kind of the second of three parts we're going to be looking at.
John Augustine, Huntington Private Bank CIO. Good to talk to you today. Hope to have you back on the show again soon.